Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us on the radio dial. We also welcome our good friends joining us on the East Coast through DCNowRadio.com. We also welcome those joining us through BlogTalkRadio.com, whether it's through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Today we have a returning guest that's back with us to talk to us about the continuing saga that has surrounded their book. Bonnie Vreg is back to talk to us about The Stovepipe, the book that really chronicles her journey in life as well as that with of her siblings. But there's so much more to the story, so much more that we have been able to learn from Bonnie, especially since the book's release. Bonnie is back with us to talk to us about the continuing story and what it's been like to have her book be able to not only spark a conversation, but also to help people better understand what happens sometimes in the foster system. One thing that I really enjoyed about speaking with Bonnie last year was that she does not indict all of the foster care system, because there are some really good people out there that are trying to help. But unfortunately, there are those individuals that are not. And in this situation with Bonnie, we're able to see not only how you can come out the other side when there's tragedy involved, but also how you can be better off and also how you can inspire others as well. Bonnie has been an inspiration to me since I first read her book. When I first was able to talk to her, I knew that there would be more to discuss because the book would continue to spread. As the book has continued to spread, though, she has been able to find out more even about her own family, and I think that's one of the great things, too, about authors and what they're able to do. I'm really excited about Bonnie being back with us today, because I think what her story shows is that not only do we all have a story to share, but we all have something going on in our lives that can help other people. And that's what Bonnie has been able to see, how her experiences, by her sharing them, opening up, and also, of course, sharing that of her siblings as well, that has been able to help other people involved in similar situations. And I think for all of us, as we're looking at our own lives, that should be what our goal is. How can we use our own experiences to be able to help other people? And again, that is exactly what Bonnie has done through The Stovepipe, through her book. And now as she returns to talk to us about that, what I want you to think about as she's talking with us about the continuing story is, you know, what does this have to do with me today? What is it that I can learn from Bonnie's story that I can then apply in my own life? And then as we're going through that part of the conversation, then look for those opportunities. Maybe it is a difficulty that we faced. Making sure that we look at that situation to see exactly what it is that we can learn, and what it is that we can then share with other people to be able to help them in their own lives as well. Bonnie, welcome back to Conversations Live. We're glad to have you.
Thank you, Cyrus. I'm so happy to be back on your show again, and I want to tell you how much I enjoy your magazine, too.
Thank you.
Another thing about being on here today is that May happens to be National Foster Care Month, so the timing is perfect for my talk with you.
Exactly. It is. You know, Bonnie, I want to start with what I was just sharing in the introduction. Your story continues to grow. As, you know, it seems like each and every month there's more that is to be added. What has it been like for you to know that your book, in many ways, sparked this larger conversation and reunion of sorts?
Oh, it's been great. And when my book was first released back in October, I did not know it, but unbeknownst to me, my birth mother had five more children after my siblings and I were taken from our home. Mm-hmm. And it was nice when I opened up my email one day and I was surprised to see a letter from a lady whose name is not familiar to me. She explained a little bit about her that she was my niece. Talked about her children, her husband, two children, but the real clincher was when she told me that her father was my brother, and a brother whom I had never known, and that he had a sister and a brother who also wanted to meet me. So that was, I mean, that was, my heart was just pounding. That was such exciting news. I had never, did not even know about him.
Yeah.
And as the story is taken off like wildfire in Ontario, and I'm reconnecting now with many of my newfound siblings and their families.
Mm-hmm.
So many interesting stories about my family history are surfacing, and I'm just beginning to it's like I'm piecing together my whole life now, like a giant jigsaw puzzle.
Right.
And every day my email is jammed with letters from nieces, nephews, and cousins, and old school acquaintances. And they're sending me, they're coming out in droves for my book signings and bringing me pictures of my family that I've never seen before. I'd never even seen some of my brothers and sisters. And what was especially heartwarming was to see pictures of my older brothers in their army uniforms. They were off to World War II while we were away, so I never did meet them. So it was just nice to see pictures of them again.
I was just going to say, Bonnie. You know, it all started as I mentioned with the decision to write the book. I can only imagine because of the memories that would come back that it was not an easy decision to decide to write the stovepipe. For those who may have missed our first conversation, though, take us back then to when you first decided that you had to share this story, that it was important not only for healing but also to share your experiences as well.
Yes, I did want to share my experiences because it was very painful to write, but I just wanted to get it out. My biggest joy was to get it out, to write the book, and when the book was released, to finally give it to my three sisters, who just hugged it to them, and it was such a catharsis for them as well as for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that I've been receiving that's really touched me is how many people that are writing me that have been through the foster care system too, and how they tell me how they let me know that reading this book has healed many of their wounds, and they felt less alone and took comfort in reading my book. They felt that they were so wonderful to think that someone else traveled that same road with them. And it was almost like a catharsis to them too. They enjoyed it. They enjoyed it so much.
We had a show on this program just a couple of weeks ago, Bonnie, that was called "You Are Not Alone," and we were talking to individuals who have been survivors of various forms of abuse and challenges, mm-hmm. and they were sharing how that other people, you know, were resonating with their stories, but only because they had the courage to share them. Has that been one of the big joys for you in knowing that you're helping other people to know that they are not by themselves in what they're going through?
Yes, that without a doubt has been my biggest joy, especially to receive these emails and tell me how it helped them so much, or it helped them to help heal their wounds. I've been amazed by it, and it makes me feel, when I was so afraid of putting the book out there, and I tossed and turned so much in my sleep, should I put this out there, shouldn't I? And someone told me, thank heavens I had the courage to write the story and the guts to get it published. And
right.
That's really what it took. But now that it's out there, I'm so very glad I wrote it, because it is a healing type book. And so many people tell me, even that haven't gone through the foster system, it has opened their eyes to what some of these little children go through, and things that they may want to look out for.
Exactly.
Child abuse. And I think everybody has to learn from this. It's a learning experience, I think, from everyone, for everyone who reads the book. And another thing is, like, quite surprised me that I was surprised to learn that many of my older brothers were off fighting in World War II, and I saw pictures of them in their army uniform. And also that many of my distant relatives moved to Canada in 1780 and 1800 during the Revolutionary War,
mm-hmm.
and escaped across the lake. And now I'm technically a daughter of the United Empire Loyalists. So that was amusing to me.
Right. I want to say, for those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side of our program or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Bonnie Bereg is back with us to talk to us not only about the success of the stovepipe, but also what has happened in her journey since the book began. since the book was first published. She has not only been able to reconnect with some family, but also to be introduced to family that she wasn't even aware of through the process. But she was just sharing with us, if you're just coming in. Also, one of the side effects of this book has been to educate people about some of the ills of the foster care system, but also to let people know what is possible as far as overcoming challenges. Bunny, I began in my introduction of you talking about your book is not an indictment of the foster care system, but like so many other things in life, there are some bad apples.
And yes, for you,
as you have been able to now speak on this topic because you know it so well, what do you hope people do take away as far as consideration when it comes to the foster care system, and exactly what, you know, what that does, good or bad, what it does to the children involved?
Mm-hmm. I want people to, for one thing, I would wish that no one would have to give up their children, because there's
right.
nothing like family, and I think people should really try hard when they bring children in this world to keep them close and protect them, and not hopefully reduce the number of children that get put in foster care. It,
mm-hmm.
It's something that shouldn't have to happen, and there are so many children in foster care today, and so many that are getting released at 18 years old and don't have jobs and don't have anywhere to go, and the strings are broken. They have no connections to real family. So I'm hoping that, you know, people will keep that in mind. But also I would like teachers and to be aware, teachers and people who are out there with attending to young children, to look, keep their eyes open for signs of abuse.
Right.
And when I hear people say, you can't touch any children, I used to think to myself, oh, when I was a little girl, it was so wonderful just to have a teacher give me a hug. You know,
mm-hmm.
now you can't do that, and yet so many children need affection from their teachers and other people. I don't know. I just wish that people would have to know that when these little children in foster care, and maybe give them extra attention and extra inspiration.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I want to say this, Bunny, and not to put you on the spot with that question, but what really went through my mind as I was thinking about your book and having this conversation again with you is that how much easier it probably is to have your siblings there with you, but also knowing, as you said, that you've been taken away from your comfort. You've been taken away from home, and then placed somewhere, of course, you know, that you really have no real say-so over. Do you think that experience was made easier because at least you had some of your family there with you?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. My sisters and I don't know how I would have made out if I did not have my sisters, the comfort of my sisters. We had such a strong bond, and we still have that strong bond even today. And, you know, I think of families fighting and arguing and separating, and I think my sisters and I still have that strong bond. We never said an angry word to each other, and I just think that had not been for my sisters, I don't think I'd be the person I am today. I think
mm-hmm.
we all supported and comforted each other, so we really
right.
did need each other. And I feel sorry for these single little children that go into foster homes that don't have the comfort of another family member that I did. So I
right.
was blessed in that way.
Yeah. And I think, too, you know, you have been blessed, man, in so many different ways, Bunny, when it comes to what you're able to do as far as inspiration. You know, it's been one of the things to, you know, be able to inspire those who might have, you know, been through the foster care system. But I think also just the inspiration of writing the story, because it all, you know, I keep going back to that, Bonnie, because that again was the spark. I mean, that was it. Do you ever think about if you had not made that decision, how not only would this conversation not be taking place with you, but you still wouldn't know about some of your siblings and their families that were out there?
That's right. That's right, and there are times I wished I would have written the book earlier, earlier in my life, but I always feel that things happen for a reason.
Right.
And I'm just happy now that even though I never did get to meet some of my older brothers, I'm happy to be able to see these pictures that so many people are showing me and telling me stories of their lives, that I feel so much closer to them now, even though I've never really met them, just seeing the pictures and hearing stories about them and families telling me how nice my brothers were and just wonderful stories about them. I feel more like a whole being again.
Right.
You know, so much of you gets lost when your family gets torn apart and you don't meet them, you know.
There's
something that's lost along the way. But this way I feel like I'm like a whole person again, and I'm putting that whole jigsaw of my puzzle of my life together. Mm-hmm. And I'm liking what I'm seeing.
What you're seeing, yeah.
So many stories are coming out, I can almost write another book.
Oh, okay. Well, that look, my ears perked up when you said that, because is that something that you have considered?
Well, yes, I have. But there are a lot of interesting stories, some good, some not so good, but very interesting.
Yeah. Again, Bunny V-Reg, everyone, is our guest. The Stovepipe is the book. If you have not picked up your copy, we're going to be telling you in just a moment how you can get your own copy of the book. I also want to let you guys know that, you know, Bunny's story, I chose it as one of my top books for 2011 for a good reason. It is such a powerful one, and I think, too, so inspirational. Bunny, as far as our listeners finding out more information about you as well as how to get their copy of the book, where's the best place for them to go to find you?
Yeah, I'm on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and, of course, on my own website at www.bonnyvreg.com.
All right, so they can find you right there on the website, and that's BONNIEVIRAG.com is where you can go for more information. Bunny, the next question I have for you, of course, has to do with writing, and again, you definitely got my interest when you talked about writing another book, but for those individuals out there who have said to themselves, I think I have a story to tell, or I think I have a story in me, what advice do you normally give them about individuals who may say that to you about the importance of taking the steps to write that story?
Yes, I have heard quite a few people have told me, I think I could write a story. I said, well, don't just talk about it. Sit down and start writing it, and it will start to flow. But it's not something you can just say, I've got a story in me. You've got to take the extra step and sit down and write it.
Yeah.
And exactly. I also did want to mention too that my book has received a Kirkus Star review. And that's
wow.
Made me quite happy.
Right.
But one thing I always want to point out to anybody who's listening, to all your readers and your listeners, that I think one thing that always got me through life is the old saying that adversity will make you bitter or better. It's really up to you to choose what path you want to take, the high mm-hmm. road or the low road, you know?
Right.
And I think that should be a motto for everybody.
Have you found that this is also, I talked about this being a therapeutic experience. Have your sisters also shared that it has been therapeutic for them as well?
Yes, they have. Definitely so. And they've written me to say how proud they are of me that I wrote this book, because it's meant so much to them. And so many of their friends have talked to them and, you know, shared their strengths, said, we didn't know that you were going through this, and really, really boosted their morale. And they've read the book several times themselves, and they said, Bonnie, you'd have no idea how much reading this book made me feel so much better, made my life take on a whole new meaning. And it has been like a catharsis for them as well as for me. Which I did think it would be at first. I thought, you know, I thought it would really get me down, but it didn't. Once I was through and the book was out there, it made me feel like I had achieved something, especially since I've been getting so many nice letters and you know, from relatives and families and old friends and high school acquaintances have been sending me letters, and it's just amazing. It's made me feel really good about writing the book. I'm glad I did.
Well, I'm glad you did too, Bonnie, and thank you so much, not only for your kind words about the show and the magazine, but also for coming back on the show here to talk about this. You know, it's always great to speak with you. I feel like you're part of the family here, and I felt like that the very first time that you came on the show. We appreciate your support, and we're glad to be able to support you in whatever way that we can. Again, Bonnie Bierig is our guest, talking to us about her book, The Stovepipe, and how it has not only been something that has empowered her and her sisters, but also her extended family and now other individuals who have read it and see that there can be hope. In spite of the challenges, there can be hope, and all of us can experience that hope. As she said, you can go to her website at bonnievierig.com. It is BONNIEVIRAG.com. The book is also available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Make sure that you find it there as well. Bonnie, continued success to you, and thank you so much for coming back. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much, too, Cyrus, and good luck and God bless.
God bless you as well. Thank you so much. Now, if you missed any part of our conversation with Bonnie, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 10 minutes after we go off the air by going to our radio website. You can also find it if you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter. The link's already available on both of those places. That's facebook.com/CAWEB4, that's CAWEBB, the number 4. And on Twitter, you can find me at Cyrus Webb, that's CYRUSWEBB. That's going to do it for us for this part of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also our great book. Until next time, have a great one.